you know, we were starting out from, I don't know, it's the 30-yard line or thereabouts, and first down I got sacked. Second down, we were just trying to get some yardage back and just called basically a pretty standard pass play, and Jeff Mack read the safety. I rolled out to the right, and Jeff did a good job of reading the over-aggressive move by the safety and, you know, took off, and my line and my backs gave me plenty of time to make the throw, and the rest is kind of history. Pretty exciting.
What did it feel like to knock off a number one?
It was a thrill. It was a thrill. It was kind of stunning. You know, I think we all believed we could play with them, but then to beat a team of that caliber, and you know, it was on national television. You know, the fans went crazy and people stormed the field, and it was pretty stunning. It was pretty stunning and very memorable. I still have people that see me and talk to me about that game even today. You know, what is it, 30 some years later. It was just something that really hadn't happened at Wisconsin for quite a long time. So I think people really jumped on it and were thrilled by it, fans and players alike. I think the whole state kind of got behind us at that point. And it was a good springboard for the rest of the season.
And when you play in a big-time program, there's a lot of moments and a lot of games you remember. Does that one top it for you?
From a positive standpoint, it certainly does. Yeah, it was just a big game at the time, and it gave us some national recognition. We lost to Colorado the next week, unfortunately, kind of gave that game away, and then we kind of hammered Missouri again on national TV. So we were getting some, you know, national recognition at that point, which was very exciting. I kind of stunk it up against Ohio State the following week and in what was a really big game down at Columbus, and I'll always regret that. So that's another one I remember for different reasons. But they were extremely good, and I think were just better than us on that day. It was hard to win on the road against a good team, and they were extremely good. We lost some other games over the course of the season that we could have won. We should have beat Michigan at home. We should have beat Michigan State at home. We played them both close and lost kind of heartbreaking games. But we did come through at the end of the year and ended up 7-4, and that was a pretty big step for the Badger program at that time. And I think all of us that were part of that still feel very good about that.
Having played in such a big game against a big opponent like Nebraska, when they were accepted into the Big Ten Conference, what was your thoughts?
Well, I think it's very exciting. You know, obviously there's that history, and they take their football real seriously there, just like we do at Madison. And certainly adding another great team to the Big Ten does not hurt the conference, and it certainly gives us an opportunity to establish another rivalry or renew another rivalry. I don't think we've played them since then, so this should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to being there in the stands on October 1st.